Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. Happy 2024 to you. It's an exciting time to reflect on our accomplishments and set new goals. Why not make it about improving the way you communicate and grow your way into that promotion? Start today. If you enjoy this podcast, remember to subscribe on your platform of choice, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or others. Also, share with your friends and coworkers. It's absolutely free. If you want to ask questions or give feedback, email me at podcast@josemota.net. Did you know that the number one professional skill to learn is communication? The U.S. National Association of Colleges and Employers, LinkedIn, Harvard Business Review, the International Association of Business Communicators, Deloitte, all of them, without exception, claim this to be true. Think about it. When you write that great email that turns an unhappy customer to a happy one, when you prepare a meeting to be super productive with pre-established goals, clear description, solid visuals, when you share your ideas to your team with such clarity that they recognize you for it, when you deliver that presentation to directors that gets their full attention, that's how powerful the skill is. People take you more seriously, they respect you more, and it doesn't matter whether you're fresh out of college or a veteran, man or woman, entry level or director. It's a universal skill, and you can learn it easily. Let's start today with the five most basic elements of communication. According to common theory, there are 9 elements. Some models include even more. And these are the 5 most talked about. In further episodes, we'll explore each of them in a little bit more detail. You ready? Here we go. Let's start with number 1. The sender. Essentially, you. Everything around who you are, what defines you, and how others perceive you is encased in this element. This is where you get to define yourself as a communicator. Your style, your brand, your experience, your ways of learning, etc. The sooner you establish your reference points, the quicker you can get to work on all other elements. Number 2. The receiver. This is your audience. How important is it to understand your crowd? Think about it. How would you speak to your mother compared to your director, or a full conference room, or a packed theater? Agreeably, we all realize that different receivers require different strategies. Choosing the right one for the right receiver sets you off on the right foot. Number 3, the channel. This is the medium you use or are compelled to use to transmit a message. Typical examples of channels are email, chat, a podcast episode, a meeting, a conference talk, or even a phone call. The important thing to remember is that the channel influences the way you prepare the message, how your audience receives it, and how you position yourself as the sender. If you're speaking to a crowd, you'll probably adopt visuals to support you and your message, which you won't be able to do over the phone, and thus the message needs to be made clearer without visuals. Number 4, the message. This is the actual content you send and others receive. While there is a core component to the message itself, it is heavily influenced by all other factors in this system. For example, what happens when you present a message in a meeting like you would send an email? You know what? Truth be told, that actually happens. numerous times. I've discussed how sometimes a director gathers the entire company to share a message when it could very easily fit in an email, saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars at once. Shaping the message to your personal style and brand, your audience, the channel that's more appropriate, is crucial to ensure it is received well and triggers the right response. Finally, number 5, feedback. The confirmation that the message was well received. We usually perceive feedback as someone criticizing what we do, which is in fact a form of feedback. In reality, it is much more than that. Generally speaking, feedback is any form of response to a message being sent, and it helps us as senders to understand that concretely. You know how law enforcement, like the police or the military, use acknowledgement signals to ensure the message is well received? That's feedback. Now you're asking yourself, most likely, why is this useful to know? Why does this matter to you? I'll ask you a question back. What led you to listen to me talking about this topic? What's been on your mind this time around? Are you looking to get someone's attention? Do you want to impress your boss? Get a promotion or a raise? Maybe cut back on unproductive meetings and improve the other ones? These are just some of the reasons, and I'm sure you have your own. I would personally love to get your thoughts on the matter. Let me tell you a story, my story. 7 years ago, in 2017, I spoke to a board of management about the progress that my software team at the time made on a product we were building. One of the top-end managers was surprised at how I put myself together to do it. Not only did he understand the value we delivered, he also felt understood as to what he actually wanted to hear from me. I, the sender, understood the receiver's context and needs, considered the channel, which was an online meeting, he was in the US, I was in Portugal, and shaped the team's message to fit the goals for the call, which led to very positive feedback. See how that goes? Understanding these elements helps us in a practical fashion. I understood I as the sender, I understood the receiver, that manager, the channel, which was the online meeting, the message itself, and I got the feedback I was looking for. As for next steps, over the foreseeable future, I'll be developing a series called The Six-Pack of Communication Skills. Fancy name for literally a collection of 6 key topics that I personally am very fond of, ranging from structuring your message to public speaking and feedback. Each topic will span 3 to 4 episodes with essential, simple concepts and with examples that are practical and easy to understand. Today was chapter 0, if you will, and these 5 elements will be present in every topic and episode. I'm super excited about this journey, and if you are as well, consider subscribing to get this content as soon as it's published. Also, a bit of a bonus, I'm introducing a couple of guests in the foreseeable future as well. I'll be bringing in some references in the communication line and also experts in leadership. It's going to be super awesome. I cannot wait, and I look forward to you listening to that as well. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.